Jimmy Zingaro, back with another edition of Knights Fantasy, joined by my co-host, Matt Martin, Michael David, and today we're going to have a guest star, Connor Strauss, on us, but today, we're not going to have a teacher today, we're going to have another student, and then for the final segment, we're going to do me versus Matt versus Mayo.
Been a lot of talk between the three of us recently about who's been taking the most productive players, so... Yep.
And now it's time to settle our disputes.
Yep. I really, honestly, I feel like it's a bit of an injustice if Mayo doesn't come in last, but...
All right, but with that being said, let's welcome Connor. How you doing, Connor?
That being said.
Good? You doing good? You want to talk about your fantasy background a little bit? You play a lot?
I played for a couple years. Mm-hmm. I have my own league. I play a money league, too. That's tough. I went to the finals last year, but went up against Alvin Kamara.
That's how big.
Unlucky.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to get started. With recapping, was it week 13?
Yeah, week 13.
We're gonna recap week 13. There was a couple of good games in the NFL. Matt, you want to start us off with that?
I mean, yeah, started off. I think we should recap that Thursday night game. I believe that was the, Cowboys and the Saints on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
The Cowboys looked good. I mean, honestly, I mean, Tony Pollard, too. That's one player that I was really seeing a lot from that game. He was averaging 10 yards a carry. He got a rushing touchdown in there. And Zeke Elliott has just been looking pretty bad. So, Tony Pollard emerging, possibly taking away, and definitely taking away some of Zeke Elliott's touches. So, what are you seeing from that, Mayo?
Definitely a deadly two-headed backfield that the Cowboys had back there. I mean, Pollard is just slowly emerging as a star in that offense. And Zeke, I mean, averaging 3.5 yards a carry in that game, he really needs to step up.
Yeah, like, I feel like if the Cowboys didn't love Zeke so much, they would just start Tony Pollard. I feel like Tony Pollard, he just looks like a better running back at this point.
Zeke is one of, like, the core members of the Cowboys.
Yeah,
like,
that's a franchise guy right there.
Yeah, for sure. But I just think Tony Pollard's got the ability to be a starter if he goes elsewhere.
For sure.
That's why I don't give running backs big contracts.
Exactly.
That's exactly why.
On the other side of the ball, Taysom Hill got his first start of the year, threw 4 interceptions, unfortunate, but 19 completions on 41 attempts and 2 touchdowns for Taysom. But he did have 11 rushes for 101 yards, and that's what you're going to expect. Taysom Hill is not going to give you the best arm, but he's going to give you the ground game, probably going to be the leading rusher out of quarterbacks every single week. He's a quarterback over Lamar, but... Average 9.2 yards per carry, and just Taysom, honestly, he's just like a running back, in my opinion.
He's like a Madden character. It's like when you suck at Madden and you just have to scramble with your quarterback to get points, that's literally Taysom.
That's literally you.
Yeah.
That's really my boy Matt and Madden. All right, let's move it over. We'll switch over to the we'll go to
Vikings Lions.
Yeah, we'll talk about the Vikings Lions. Lions getting their first win of the season. I thought if they didn't beat the Bears on Thanksgiving, I thought they would go winless this season. But they got it done against a good Vikings team. Even though they're banged up, Adam Thielen exited that game early, and Dalvin Cook didn't play in that game. Big game for Justin Jefferson and Alexander Mattison. Mattison had 90 rushing yards and a touchdown, and Justin Jefferson had 182 receiving yards and a touchdown.
You know what? I'm going to come in here and I'm going to ask the question as to, like, why? Why did they win?
Mike Zimmer.
I mean, why? Like, if you're the Lions and you're basically, you're almost a lock for the number one overall pick, why are you still trying to win football games? It's like, I get having some pride and like trying to get one win on the board for your city.
Yeah, exactly. You can't go out.
Yeah, but
another like for your franchise.
Yeah. I hear you. But at the same time, it's like look what happened last season with the I believe it was the Jaguars and the Jets. The Jets could have had Trevor Lawrence and they went out unnecessarily, still trying to win football games, and now they kind of blew it.
Yeah, now they got the worst.
Now they got Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson looks absolutely horrendous. So. Yeah.
No management wants a team to tank because they get fired.
Yeah,
that's very true.
Get fired.
Yeah, but
players that tank get fired.
I feel like if you're looking out for what's best in your organization, you got to lose games. But like you said, you got to win one game, and I don't really blame them. I did see a thing that it is still possible for the Lions to make playoffs. Yeah, they need a lot to go right, but
it's really out of their hands at this point. They got to win now.
All right, let's relax.
Let's talk about this game a little bit. We'll have Jared Goff played pretty well. 296 yards, 3 touchdowns, and their 1 interception, 25 completions on 41 attempts. But the player of the game, Amon-Ra St. Brown, 10 receptions, 86 yards, 1 touchdown. He's just a rookie, and it's pretty promising.
Slowly emerging.
Slowly. And he just keeps getting better every week, and this week he really showed. Had that game-winning touchdown at the last seconds of the game, and you know the Lions banked on him this week, and it's
paid off. With the absence of Swift, he was really emerged as like the number one go-to for that offense.
As we said, too, just a rookie. this rookie class is top tier. Like, every single week, there's different guys out here making plays, and you just look at this class, and it's like, this has to be one of the best draft classes to come out of the college, like, ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To get it moving over, we'll go to the, we'll make you guys happy, go to the Eagles versus the Jets game. Woo! Minshew Mania, baby. 20 completions on 25 attempts, 242 yards, and two touchdowns.
Loved
Miles
every
Sanders
second
getting the game. Volume that he deserved. 24 carries, 120 rushing yards. Didn't find the end zone, but got it done. Kenneth Gainwell got in the end zone for the running backs. And then receiving, Dallas Goedert, I think he was one of the fantasy leaders this week. Six receptions on 105 yards and two touchdowns. Eagles look good. Even though it was against the Jets, Eagles look good. And sure, you guys love to see that.
That wasn't Dallas Goedert playing. That was Tony Gonzalez. All right. That man, Gardner Minshew, him and Dallas Goedert were linking up. Gardner Minshew is linking up with everybody. And
Gardner
obviously...
Minshew, yeah. You love to see it. You love to see him just, like, interacting with the fans after all the videos.
He's a Philly guy.
Yeah, he is a Philly
him
guy.
Him celebrating with his dad after the game, just, like, the fire inside of him. It's crazy to see it.
This is the thing, though. I love the fact that Gardner succeeded, but part of me is sitting here just like, oh, God, please, no. Because we see what happened when Nick Foles stepped up and started producing, and Carson Wentz all of a sudden killed his confidence. I cannot see that happen and have us have
I mean, that's how you weed out quarterbacks.
That's a different,
yeah, bro, but it happens all the time.
It's a different person, though. Carson Wentz and Jalen Hurts are not the same. I think Jalen Hurts could come back whenever he's back from his injury.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys have a bye this week, so he'll come back next week, and I'm sure Jalen Hurts will be the starter. I think Gardner Minshew deserves to go somewhere else. I think he could definitely start many different places.
Sure.
The Lions would be better with Gardner Minshew over Jared Goff. The Browns would be better with Gardner Minshew. The Bears would be better with Gardner Minshew. There's a lot of teams that would be better.
Jalen Hurts is a stronger-minded quarterback than Carson Wentz.
And that's why.
And he will arise to the occasion.
No, I definitely agree with you here. Jalen Hurts' mentality is impeccable. But the thing is, you got to keep in mind, we have an absolute meathead in our front office named Howie Roseman that could easily come out here and just ruin everything. He's like, oh my God, Gardner Minshew.
You never know what's
20 for 25. He could easily come out and just ruin it. You know what I mean?
Another notable mention from that game, Elijah Moore, like we were talking about with the rookies, six receptions on 77 yards and a touchdown. Elijah Moore had one off week in the past 5 weeks, but other than that, he's been beast lately. And Elijah Moore, honestly, emerging into a really good option for the New York Jets.
Eagles defense looked terrible that first half.
Very hard to watch for the Birds.
Jets defense. Were definitely killing them.
Yeah.
All right, how about we swing over to this 49ers Seahawks game? How about that? Big little NFC West is that? Little NFC West rivalry.
This game was hard to watch, in my opinion.
Dude, it was hard to watch, but it's an entertaining game, 30-23.
The beginning of the game was hard to watch, but it ended up being a pretty good game.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, the beginning of the game was a good game. End of the game was.
It got rough. Yeah. But, I mean, it's always fun watching two rivals go at it in battle, especially like at this part of the season when wins are so important. Because I think this game was so important for the 49ers because they're chasing that wild card spot. I feel like, in my opinion, the Cardinals kind of clinched that division by now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I mean, the Seahawks definitely kind of playing upset here.
Yeah.
But for the 49ers, that's a big loss.
Yeah, Russell Wilson played like he's getting back to Russell Wilson. 30 completions on 37 attempts, 231 yards, two touchdowns and an interception, which is the best game we've seen him since he came back, honestly. He hit a lot of his targets. Tyler Lockett, 7 receptions. DK, 5. Dwayne Eskridge, 3. So he's been spreading around the targets. But he threw a pick, I believe, and it was off a Gerald Everett like drop, basically.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was a good game for Russell Wilson. Nice little bounce-back game. Obviously, the 49ers.
Love to see it after those past few weeks. Love to see him go back to true form.
Obviously, the 49ers, though, they were without their second biggest threat in Deebo Samuel. Obviously, they had George Kittle. 9 receptions, 181 yards, and 2 touchdowns for him. He's a beast. He's going to do what he's going to do.
You think Kittle is
number 1?
You think he's number one?
You saw the difference between the 49ers with Kittle and then without him. Like, with them right now, they've been really good recently, but without him, they were terrible. But Deebo Samuel and George Kittle, when they have them both, I think they're a really good, could go far in the playoff type team.
I feel like the only argument for Deebo is that he just, like, does more.
He does more, but he doesn't block like Kittle. So it's like, does he do more, you know?
You know, I mean, I'd like to swing over now to this Patriots-Bills game. And I don't know about you guys, but I feel like it's an injustice that this game had to be played in such, like, awful conditions, because this had potential, in my opinion, to be one of the best games of the year.
Three attempts.
Yeah, like, I turned it off. I'm not going to lie. I didn't watch it.
Three passing attempts from Mac Jones and not one other person threw the ball.
Yeah, I watched
it. Very disappointing.
And we picked him on this podcast.
All right.
You know, hey, first player ever picked.
And you know who else was picked?
Up.
Tyreek Hill with 4 points.
That's 5 more points.
Let's not lose pace. Damian Harris had 10 carries for 111 yards, averaging 11 yards per carry and a touchdown. He played like a beast. Obviously, the Bills, it's just Josh Allen couldn't throw the ball in these conditions. So it was a rough game.
I mean, I think in these conditions, you expected the Patriots to win, given that they have the better rush offense. But, I mean, still unlucky for the Bills.
Yeah. That's going to have to wrap us up for the first part of the recap from Week 13. When we come back, we'll be looking into Week 14.
Children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America Land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Zingaro, back with another edition of Knights Fantasy, joined by my co-host Matt Martin, Uncle David, and our special guest today, Connor Strauss. And right now we're going to be looking into Week 14, and we'll start it off right now. Steelers versus Vikings tonight. I think it's going to be a good game. Vikings coming off a terrible loss to the Lions. Steelers coming off they came back and won last week, but it was a rough-looking game for the Steelers. To be honest, it's just Ben Roethlisberger, in my opinion. Mm. They need a new quarterback. They have the weapons. They have the skills players besides an O-line, a quarterback, and it just looks bad.
The Steelers' incapability of being able to get rid of Ben Roethlisberger for the past 4 or 5 years is finally coming back to hit them.
They should have at least drafted somebody. Again. Like, yeah. I don't even think they went and tried to draft a backup quarterback. They got Dwayne Haskins chilling there, but Dwayne Haskins, when would he get drafted? Like 2017, 2016?
In Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so it's like Dwayne Haskins and Ben Roethlisberger, they're not going to win you games. No. With the defense the Steelers have, the running back that they have now, and the wide receiver core that they have, and then the tight end in Faramuth that's developing into a really good player, it's just like, it's just two things you got to fix. You got to fix the O-line, you got to fix the quarterback.
You got to get somebody young in there. That's the bottom line.
And then on the Vikings side of the ball, it's still up in the air whether Dalvin Cook's playing tonight. I know Adam Thielen's ruled out, so Dalvin Cook could be a big factor if he comes back or not. If not, Alexander Mattison, obviously get him in your lineup tonight. But Vikings, I got them winning this game tonight against the Steelers.
I'm taking the Vikings too. I like KJ Osborne a lot this week, especially without Thielen. I think KJ Osborne comes out, has a decent game, so I'll take the Vikings as well.
Got to go to someone else, so.
Yes, sir.
I mean, yeah, the Vikings just their whole season just.
Why you sound like that?
Yo, come on.
Keep going. Good, man. Connor, who do you think's going
to
win?
Vikings.
Vikings, how so? How come?
I don't really know.
That's respectful. Right? Gotta go with your gut. It's just a guess.
We're going to move it all over.
I think the Vikings are the better team.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
We're going to move it over.
Their offense is unstoppable.
Mm-hmm. Raiders versus the Chiefs. Divisional game. 6-6 Raiders taking on the 8-4 Chiefs. My Raiders got to beat the Chiefs. Chiefs have been dominating us past, like, not the past couple years, but the recent battles, they're definitely ahead of us. But, you know, we beat them last year when they were at their best, so I think we could definitely beat them this year. Obviously, we've been struggling a little bit, just lost to the Washington football team by 2. Kansas City's been on a roll lately, so we should see. But I got the Raiders winning this game.
Yeah, as a Raiders fan, I'm just asking, do you think that this is a must-win for them?
Yeah, in order to make playoffs, this is a must-win. You need to get up in your division. You need to knock them down to 8-5. You need to get to 7-6. So.
That's why I'm taking the Raiders, too. Because I really liked what I've seen from Derek Carr this year, and I feel like in a scenario like this, I expect him to come and have a big game. So I'll take the Raiders.
Hopefully Waller steps in, and him and Derek Carr can really show what they can do. What do you think, Mel?
So I was preparing for our draft later, but I wasn't listening to y'all conversation.
That's a problem. All right, go ahead, Connor.
I got the Raiders winning. They need this. They're going to come out hungry. I think they win.
Okay.
Cool.
We're moving on over to the Bills versus the Buccaneers, Sunday, 4:25. Two high-powered teams. Bills need to start winning again. They're trying to get to the top of their division. They just fell even farther behind, losing to the number one. Huge loss for them. 7-5 Bills, 9-3 Buccaneers. Two of the most anticipated teams this year, and I got the Bucs, though. Tom Brady, the GOAT. Don't think he's going down.
I mean, I'm going to take the Bills just because coming off that week, Josh Allen, we know, loves to throw the ball. And they really, because of the weather, were not able to do that. So I think they're going to come out this week, going to try to gunsling. And I don't know. I have Josh Allen. I think they're just going to throw the ball over the Bucs. So I'll go with the Bills.
I mean, two great defenses, definitely going to be a test for both teams. Brady against that just crazy Bills defense. And I feel like they can stop him. I feel like that Bills defense has been tested more than once over the course of the season. I feel like they'll bounce back from New England and beat Tom Brady at Tampa.
What do you think, Donner?
I have the Bills winning. I think Stephon Diggs is going to toast the Bucs secondary, which I think is the weakness of that team.
For sure.
And I think the Bills defense would be able to stop the Bucs pretty well.
Yeah, hopefully Stephon Diggs can show up again.
Hopefully.
Sunday night game is obviously going to be a rivalry, Packers versus Bears, but I don't think we need to talk much about them. Packers, very good team. Bears, not that good this year. So we're going to move it on over to the Rams versus the Cardinals. This is a big game, divisional game. 8-4 Rams, 10-2 Cardinals, two of the best teams in the league. Rams been struggling a little bit recently. The Cardinals look dangerous with their weapons back. Kyler came back, instantly threw a touchdown to D-Hop, and they're back on pace. They're missing one more skills player. And they're all back to healthy, and I think the Cardinals are just the best team when they're healthy right now. What do you think, Matt?
This is the second time they've played, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, winner of this wins the division.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm going to take the Cardinals because I believe the first time they played, Kyler Murray had a nice little day against this Rams defense. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'll take the Cardinals again. I think Kyler Murray looked great when he came back. Same thing with Hopkins. So, I don't think the Rams are going to be able to hang with him.
Before we go over to Mayo, I just want to mention this. I feel like the Rams need to stop trying to play cute. They're trying to put Jalen Ramsey everywhere, trying to blitz him, trying to show different things. Just stick him on D-Hop. Do what he's good for. Make him guard the best wide receiver. Let him try to lock him down like he's shown that he can do in the past. And then see what happens. If you lose that way, you lose that way. But now you're losing because you're throwing your best player on trying to make him do different things when you just should stick to what wins.
They're one of the most talented rosters in the NFL. They're star-studded, and they just try to do so many things that are out of their territory. Just stick to your game, and you'll be fine. You have so much talent that you can do that. You can just play your way.
Exactly. Mayo, what do you think from this game?
I mean, you'll love to see a good NFC West rivalry game. I mean, yeah, for the division, two of the top teams in the league. And MVP duel with the quarterbacks. I mean, two MVP, MVP caliber quarterbacks are definitely in the race, Matt Stafford and Kyler Murray. Mm-hmm. Definitely a big test for both, but I see Kyler going out. Yeah, I see the Cardinals definitely get another dub.
What do you think, Connor?
I have the Cardinals winning. I think the way that they can stop the Rams in that offense that I saw the Packers do is they put a double team on Cooper Kupp, then they put their best corner on OBJ, makes them stay on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, that's a smart decision, yeah. Okay, so that's gonna have to wrap us up for this segment. When we come back, we will be doing our infamous draft, a little bit different this year, me versus Matt versus Mayo. Should be interesting.
I'm ready
for the bragging rights.
I'm ready to win this. Let's go, baby.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I gotta tell you, I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too, but I'm glad we are.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and life experiences come together through conversation, and it feels good.
Wow, your story is so...
interesting?
Yeah.
When people actually sit down, talk, and listen to one another, they can break down boundaries and connect as human beings. At lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep, you can listen to amazing, life-changing conversations and find simple tools to start a conversation of your own.
I know one thing. This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together by having the courage to start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
Ready? Hello, I'm Jimmy Zingaro, back with another edition of Knights Fantasy, joined by my co-host Matt Martin,
yo.
Michael David, and our guest star, Connor Schaus, even though he'll be a little silent at this part, because we're going to do this three-way draft. So, like I said, today we're going to be doing a little bit different. We're going to be doing me versus Matt versus Mayo. There's been a lot of debate, who gets the good picks, who gets the bad picks. And I mean, even though I score the most points every single year in our league that we've been doing it, literally every year I've scored the most points, they still somehow think that they know a little bit more than me.
We've had the league for three years
and I'm a two-time champion, so I just think 66% win percentage, the most in the league. So,
but he's never scored more points than me, so I think that's just. But okay, we're going to get it started. We're going to do no players from last week. Like we always do.
So here's the thing, boys. How are we deciding who gets first pick?
I think we should give it to Mayo because he's a little slow to say. You know, like,
I'm saying
he's definitely got the lower hand because like he's clearly not as good as us at fantasy.
He's never made playoffs before. If there's one thing we can
say, he's never finished top five, never finished top six.
Let me take Austin Eckler against the New York Giants, please.
All right, bro, we're not starting.
Didn't really start, but we'll save your pick for that. Well, you have first pick, so you definitely can't get Eckler. But
yeah, so you're gonna get started with Austin Eckler because you know.
I mean, that was a bit of a quick fire shot there.
I hope he doesn't play because he's banged up and clearly he didn't do his research. So okay.
All right, sounds good with me. So Mayo took a running back, which means I'm gonna jump over.
We're doing snake order.
Yeah. So I mean, do you want to go second? Or you want to go third?
I'll go third.
All right. So I'll hop right in. I will take Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp. Interesting pick. Like it. Best receiver in the league right now. So can't disagree. I'm going to go with the wide receiver and running back here. And I think I'm going to go with Najee Harris because I don't feel like that this Minnesota defense can stop the run, even though the Steelers' O-line's not that good. So I'm going to go Najee Harris as my running back, and then since we're doing a little snake, I'll go over to my wide receiver, and I'm going to take Justin Jefferson against Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So two players tonight. Hopefully my team goes off. Matt.
All right, so I'm going to come in. I think I'm going to grab my flex spot here. I'm going to take Stephon Diggs against the Buccaneers.
It's a good pick. Stephon Diggs, that's your boy.
Yeah, that is my boy. He's on my fantasy team, so easier to root for now.
Yeah.
Make sure, just to remind you guys, we don't have the spreadsheet right now, so make sure you're like writing your team down, like your notes or something.
Okay.
I didn't hear y'all. Did y'all take Devontae Adams yet?
No, we did not.
I would like to take Devontae Adams, please.
You get two picks here.
And Justin Jefferson gone?
Yes, he is.
Can you listen, bro?
Yeah, bro.
Right, bro, I'm looking at something. I'm not hearing y'all, bro. I'm in my own mind. Sorry. All right, yeah. Let me take running back. Let me go Nick Chubb versus the Baltimore Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nick Chubb. All right, Matt, over to you.
Give me Alvin Kamara against the Jets.
AK.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You taking Alvin Kamara against the Jets. I like that pick. I was thinking about that for my flex spot.
I don't even know he's playing this week, to be honest.
Yeah.
I saw that practice in full.
Yeah, the only reason I'm like iffy on that is like if they want to like limit him.
Nah, I mean, he practiced in full yesterday, so hopefully I don't get backstabbed and he just decides to not play. We'll see.
I'd love to do that.
I'm looking right now. I'm seeing a lot of options. Alexander Madison's a really good option, but I just don't know about Dalvin Cook if he's playing or not, so I don't want to take that. So I'm going to go over to Old Reliable, even though he plays my boys. I'm going to go Travis Kelce at tight end.
Ooh. Hold up. Travis Kelce was unfortunately taken last week.
Then I'm going to stay in the tight end area. The beast from last week, too. I'm going to take George Kittle.
Respect. I was actually looking at that pick, so... Mm-hmm. Unlucky for me, I guess.
So I'm going George Kittle.
And you get two here?
And then I get another one. And I'm probably going to... I think I'm going to take a quarterback right now. I'm going to go quarterback. I'm going to take Justin Herbert.
Oh, I was looking at that. Against the Giants,
I feel like Jay Herb against the Giants, I feel like he's going to... Even though he might not have his options, I heard that Mike Williams and Keenan Allen could be down to COVID. But hopefully they get back. Don't know the situation on that.
Still got Austin Eckler. He loves throwing screen passes.
Exactly.
Too, so.
And Justin Herbert's going to throw the ball 40 times.
He's going mobile, too. You never know. Come on, morning.
Exactly.
Mike Williams tested negative today.
Okay. Williams will be negative.
So we'll, there you go.
All right. Coming back to me, I'm going to look to take a quarterback as well. And I think I'm going to go ahead and grab... I'll take Josh Allen. I'll stack him with Stephon Diggs.
Jalen Diggs, do it.
Just going for it.
That Buccaneers defense better lock up.
I'm rooting for my Bills this weekend.
Bad now.
Bills Mafia.
Let me go Mark Andrews for my tight end.
Playing Mark Andrews against
the Cleveland Browns.
Not a bad pick. Good. Next one. You want to take a little Mac Jones?
Good, maybe.
All right, bro.
Maybe Zach Wilson.
Relax. Relax.
Try to get a negative point this week again.
Probably still beat you. Let me go.
Can't beat me in fantasy.
I would love to go Aaron Rodgers against.
He didn't practice today, so hopefully he doesn't play.
Against his own Chicago Bears.
He does own them.
Yeah, you guys doing the stacks. I like it. I was thinking about taking Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams, but I also saw that he didn't practice on today, so
Davante I was just Adams like coming back off an injury.
That's right.
Yeah. So hopefully, you know, that doesn't work out too well for you. Go ahead, Matt.
So you see here, I mean, you guys both took tight ends, and I have not, so I don't necessarily have to take a tight end here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go ahead and grab the Saints defense against the New York Jets.
Yeah, not a bad fix. They're probably going to eat them up this week. And I'm going to say with the defense, and I'm going to go Green Bay Packers defense against the Bears. Packers defense looking pretty good recently. Chicago Bears not looking too good recently. So, you know, it's a perfect match. And then my other pick, I'm going to go with my boy, Hunter Renfro.
Respect.
Throw some spice in it. Love Hunter Renfro.
I love him.
Even if the Raiders do bad, Hunter Renfro won't do bad, so I'm going Hunter Renfro.
I love him this week.
Yeah.
Coming back to me, I need a tight end now.
That's the second time Renfro was picked this year over a lot of big names. So.
I mean, he's been a very valuable. He's been a very good fantasy option this year. You can't really knock it.
Mm-hmm.
So here, I need a tight end. Oh, boy. Obviously, I would like to take Waller, but I'm just not sure if he's going to end up playing, so I don't think I'm going to be able to risk it, especially with the fact that I took Kamara. So, I'll go Zach Ertz.
Zertz, baby.
Yeah, because, you know, Kyler Murray's, he came off a big week. I think, like Connor was saying earlier, DeAndre Hopkins is going to have Jalen Ramsey on him. I think that's going to open up a lot of space for Zach Ertz. Get across the middle. Hopefully, make something happen.
All right, man, you got two.
I would love to pick the Titans defense against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Good pick.
The Urban Meyer-led Jacksonville Jaguars. That's benched James Robinson. But that's another conversation. And you saw they got another pick. Who else can I pick?
A kicker.
Oh, yes. Forgot about that.
Just so you know, the two kickers we can't take are Daniel Carlson and Justin Tucker.
So can I take Justin Tucker?
No.
I literally just said that you can't.
I know. Kicker. Dang. Let me go Justin Elliott.
Jake Elliott. Okay.
I didn't have his name up.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah.
Good. Eagles guy right there. I like it.
Yeah. There you go.
So, is that your team complete?
Yeah,
you have.
Yes. Complete team.
Yes.
All right. So, I'm going to come in. It's my turn to grab a kicker, and I will take Chris Boswell against the Vikings
because
he's my fantasy kicker. So,
my mind is blown that I had the last pick on kickers, and no one took our boy. Every week we take him.
Because Young Waiku is ranked the 23rd.
Yeah, he has been lacking.
Kicker.
Give me Young Waiku.
I don't want to start chirping him like just yet because the minute me and you start talking work on him, he'll come and put 20 on us for Jimmy.
Yeah,
come
Young Waiku.
All right, that's gonna wrap us up.
Right, you guys wanna...
My team is gonna be Justin Herbert, Najee Harris, Justin Jefferson, Hunter Renfro, George Kittle, Young Waiku, and the Packers defense.
I'm coming in with Josh Allen, Alvin Kamara, Cooper Kupp, Stephon Diggs, Zach Ertz, the Saints defense, and Chris Boswell.
I am about to write down my team, but I do remember who I picked. It's just hard for me.
Go ahead. Name
him. All right. Quarterback.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Running back.
Austin Eckler.
Receiver, Davante Adams.
At least you remembered one player.
Tight end, Mark Andrews.
All right, that's going to wrap us up for today.
Defense, Birds.
Flex. Your flex.
Oh, no. Defense, Titans.
Here's your flex, bro.
Flex.
Gone. Dude, you stink.
Oh, my God.
Yo, and that's going to wrap us up for today. We need a new co-host, so if anyone would like to be a new co-host, maybe Connor will be on here instead of Mayo.
We will be having tryouts next Wednesday.
We'll meet in Strauss's room on next Wednesday.
This has been another edition of Knights Fantasy Podcast.
Thank you very much.
You're such an idiot all the time.
Fuck you guys, bro.
You're so-
so stupid. Like, there's like four times that podcast where you're like, I wasn't listening. Well, what the hell are you doing?
Looking at shit. No, bro.
That was the worst podcast.
I mean, hit it down.
So it's alright, because next week we'll be able to speak, that's what I'm saying. Next week is going to be the most attention.